escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sure is Champ Camp, and it's driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Looking forward to having Cooper DeGene in here, our trailer. He'll be here in about an hour. Phone calls on everything we're discussing today. All right, let me throw an Eagles topic out to you. We briefly touched on this Friday. You know, we can talk about who's going to be the starting linebacker this year, and that type of conversation has merit for sure. But when it comes to something that could have a generational impact on the Eagles and Eagles fans, that is a weighty conversation. That's a big one. And the idea of a new stadium could have a generational impact. I'm just going to ask everyone, starting with John. John Ritchie, do you want a dome stadium?
I do not want a dome stadium, but I do strongly consider if we... I do want a Super Bowl. I would love that. If that is the only way we get one,
it's the only way you get.
Yeah. Then yeah. We.
So you want a dome stadium?
I have to. yes. I.
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
I don't want to say yes, but if it provides the means to an end of a Super Bowl in Philadelphia, then and it can be retractable and we can use it to our advantage. Mm-hmm. That has to be part of the equation. The cold makes a difference. The cold is intimidating to our opponents.
Do you want a dome?
I want a Super Bowl.
Do you want a dome?
Can I have a Super Bowl with no dome?
Obviously not. Do you want a dome? John Ritchie, do you want a dome?
I don't, but if I must for a Super Bowl, then yes.
All right, follow-up question before we go down the line here. And again, and this obviously goes to everyone, 215-592-9494. Follow-up question, John. Why do you care if the city of Philadelphia gets to host the Super Bowl? I don't care. Why do you care?
It's an honor. It infuses the city with a lot of activity and, an influx of cash immediately and business and small businesses. It's such a huge hand, such a huge boost to everyone in terms of, you know, just economy.
Well, it can be. I mean, it's a valid point that it would help, you know, some merchants make some bucks.
An honor. It's the biggest game in the world for you know, the NFL.
We're going to be in a bad mood because chances are we're not in it. I mean, imagine that it was in 2015 the chip thing.
Chances are not bad that we're going to be in it. Think about the fact that we are the top team in the NFC right now.
We're built for 10
years. We're not even going to have a dome for 6 or 7 or 8 years. Rhea, do you want a dome?
I'm torn on this.
I am so disgusted if you say yes.
Because I love – no, one of my favorite games was the snow game.
Of course!
I mean, it was just – I'll never forget them out there trying to move the snow so you could see the lines.
So can we open it
retractable
snow?
To me, retractable is something I would love to have. you know, if you could have, but
so that's a yes.
If you have a roof that's retractable, do you have to close it while it snows?
No, you
can allow the roof to be open and
do
snow anyway.
Look what Jerry Jones does with his stupid stadium.
Let's put a roof on it and leave it open all the time. Like, if we have to have a roof, we'll have a roof, but we'll never put it on.
Well, I mean, what do I care if they use a dome? If they promise the city of Philadelphia will never, ever close it for an Eagles game.
Right.
But they're not going to do that.
If they have that capability.
Rhea, do you want a dome?
No.
James Seltzer, do you want a dome?
No.
Why, James?
Football should be out in the weather. Like I've said before, if they were to build one, the best argument for it is the sound in the stadium. When I went to Dallas, it's just insanely louder inside a dome, but that's the only argument for me, and overall I say no.
Yeah, I mean, I am hell no. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much I don't want this.
Weather games are the best to watch.
They're the most fun, yeah, and it's a source of pride. Like, even if it's not a big snowy day, that in November and December and certainly January, we get bundled up and the team we believe generally has an advantage. Doesn't always manifest. We know the Bucks came in here 2 decades ago and did what they did. But for the most part, there is an advantage. Northeast corridor of the country, you know, guys that have been in this area for the last couple months leading up to that cold weather day versus a team often not from that kind of climate. And it gives you a bit of an advantage. Hell no on the dome. I'm disgusted it's even being discussed.
It gives you...
I'm disgusted that it's even being discussed.
Joe, you have guys on this team that hate playing in the cold. You have a lot of guys on this team
who hate playing
in the cold. If you polled the team as to whether they want to play outside or inside, they would prefer inside. I guarantee they don't want to be out where every single hit hurts 100 times worse than when warm and 80 degrees.
But knowing that it gives you an advantage, they might say, I'll suck it up for 3 hours.
Trust me. Guys would prefer to be indoors.
You also want to win,
when they play.
You also want to win.
Okay. I'm telling you, everyone, every single guy, myself included, I grew up in this.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's all said and done, you can play football better when you are, you know, 50 degrees and up. Like, you can actually perform.
Well, it's a cleaner form of the game. Well, clearly.
Level.
Yeah. It's a cleaner form. All right. Well, we'll ask everyone, do you want the dome? I am so no. Oh, man. Do you want the dome? Reaction to the Phillies-Yankees series. There was a lot going on there. 215-592-9494. And give us a great aunt or uncle. Best answer, whoever provides it, wins the Phillies tickets Friday night. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Good morning, Dan.
What's up, crew? How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
Hey, pal.
Congratulations to the Allen family for something that should have happened years ago.
Absolutely. I was just about to get to Dick Allen, but I'm glad you got there, Dan. Absolutely. Really sad to know that both Dick Allen and Dave Parker go in after, you know, and Parker. Yeah, I mean, both of them were relatively recently. Parker was just a couple weeks ago. That's brutal.
They deserve to be in there while they were alive, so I don't know what the whole holdup was. But as for the stadium, hell no to the dome, right? John, yeah, that would be an influx of business for the city for, what, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Building a new stadium would be years of financial.
But the infrastructure that it would provide would be advantageous for decades.
Well, sure. So I'm okay with a retractable roof that never closes during Eagles games.
Right.
Sure.
And Dan will never agree to that.
Yeah,
so
that's just not realistic.
Yeah,
sadly.
It's not realistic.
But why not?
Because they just won't. Could they? Sure, but I do not believe they will. So let's not be in, you know, crazy land here.
I don't know. So
crazy land is fun to be sometimes.
if they're going to build a retractable roof and they're going to close it, then no, we'll just keep the link and do a bunch of upgrades for that. So I'm fine with that. But football should be played outside in the weather. And John, unfortunately, I'm a mailman. I wish I was covered all day too, but that's the profession I'm in. So you have to suck it up if you're playing in Philadelphia.
Dan, do you ever give yourself the, profession
I'm
that we're in?
I'm from Philadelphia too, man. I love playing when we have an advantage. The cold definitely can be an advantage.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Advantage. But the Super Bowl overrides it, Dan.
Who cares, John?
Like a huge attraction.
Who cares? Here come the frickin' Texans and the Rams.
When we had the draft in 11 Philadelphia, years. Don't you think that was
awesome? Yeah, but we're involved.
We had a pick.
I think that was amazing.
We had a draft pick.
Yeah, we were involved.
Why do I care if the Rams and the Texans play
a huge deal?
The Rams and Texans come to Philadelphia and take over our town. Oh, thanks. That's great.
How about the Cowboys or something win the Super Bowl in Philly? No way. Would I want to?
Yeah,
see
I mean,
that
Dan, I have no desire for a Super Bowl here. Zero, none.
I don't think I do either. None of us would be able to go, right?
Because you got like a 90% chance the Eagles aren't in it. So what do I care?
And a 99% chance that you're not getting it.
What about the chance that the Eagles are in it and we get to be in the Super Bowl with our team playing?
Come on, it's happened.
Imagine that,
John. It's happened one time in the history of pro football.
This team,
one time.
This team has the best odds to win right now,
John,
in the
John,
NFC.
Years from now.
How old is Jalen Hurts?
I don't know. Years from now.
26.
Years from
now. Jalen Hurts, 26
years old. John, you're talking out your hiney here.
Do you think Jalen Hurts can't play for another 10 years?
John, come on, man. I mean, come on.
Come on, what?
We're talking about a
young man as our quarterback. We're talking about a young man as our head coach.
Dan,
we're talking about an organization that really is the best in the NFC.
And John hasn't seen the roller coaster of Philadelphia sports, apparently. He woke up this morning and a turn-up truck is coming to mind. Dan, give me an aunt or an uncle.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle who?
Sam, he said.
Uncle Sam.
Oh, that's a big one. So what's the turn-up truck thing?
I just fell off the turnip truck, is what, you know, you generally hear. But
John,
I haven't heard it in a long time.
John, do you think the process worked?
You think the Eagles will be bad in 5 years?
I think the Eagles will have a record below 500 sometime in the next 5 years, yes.
I don't think they'll have a new stadium in 5 years.
I think the Eagles had a record below 500 4 years ago, whatever the hell it was. Yeah, that does nothing for me. All right, got it during window to the weekend. Let's take a little look at what happened over the last few days. Take advantage of Got a Door and Windows' big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOT-IT. You can also visit goguida.com. A lot going on this weekend. Obviously, I think the headliner was the Phillies and the Yankees from Yankee Stadium, which was pretty darn cool. There was a lot going there. James, how great was it to see Schwarber shine on a stage like that?
Oh, it's awesome.
Particularly Friday night in Game 1. Wasn't that awesome?
He's a big game player. You know, we've seen in the playoffs. He's not afraid of the moment, and you love.
Were you guys surprised to find out it was only his 1,000th hit? That shocked me
a little bit. How about the fact that 498 of them are extra bases? It's crazy.
that is really amazing. Wow. So yeah, no, I was actually stunned to find out. No, he's the guy that walks a lot, so you know that's going to diminish the hit total a little bit for sure. But I was pretty surprised that it was, you know, he only got to 1,000 this weekend.
It was not my most fun Kyle Schwarber moment of the weekend.
Which one was?
In left field.
The catch?
Oh, that one.
Falling on his, you know what?
Go ahead, James.
I just said falling on his, you know what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just, the laughing that he did.
That was great.
Was just, it was fun.
Yeah.
They needed to win that game yesterday for several reasons. That catch, the JT and Johan Rojas. Was just insane.
Yeah.
And Otto Kemp with two home runs.
Yeah.
And they lost the game 4-3.
By the way, I got a shame on me, and I don't know if anyone else this resonates with him. Every time I see Otto Kemp, I think of David Bell. And I shouldn't because Lenny Dykstra was number four. But David Bell was number four. I swear to God, I don't know why. I see Otto Kemp. I think David Bell. I don't know. I mean, Lenny Dykstra is my favorite baseball player of all time. For some reason, I think of freaking David Bell. But anyway.
You're the only one.
I may be. anyone else out there thinking David Bell?
We try not to.
Because he also played third base.
I like not thinking about David Bell.
Yes, thank you.
That guy was brutal. Look, other things from the weekend. Aforementioned by the last caller, the great Dick Allen going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Five Baseball Hall of Famers this weekend. So you had Dick Allen, you had Dave Parker, you had Ichiro.
My favorite. Like my
Love him. Love him.
And he did it in English, which was interesting because
pretty cool.
He always spoke through an interpreter.
Only missed a unanimous vote by one vote.
And he took a shot at him.
Took a shot, a little playful shot at that voter. So the great Ichiro. Yeah. Who else do we have? We had Billy Wags.
And CeCe.
An interesting class. It had a lot going on in that class. And then obviously the Eagles, you know, as they gear up for another week of practice, which will
might
begin.
Be padded today. I'm waiting to see them come out. And what I had heard is if it is padded, that Jihad might take part.
Okay.
Which would be, I mean, how hysterical would it be that he fell to the Eagles because of the injury concerns and that he might be ready to play game one?
That
if he's ready to practice in pads.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it could be wild.
No, that would be, there could be some teams kicking themselves for sure. All right, so a lot from the weekend to react to, 215-592-9494. Let's also introduce not one, but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both of which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, we're sort of getting a gauge of how you think this trade deadline will go, at least as far as whether we'll like it or not in the moment. Because October will ultimately determine whether it worked out or not. But we ask you this question. After Thursday's MLB trade deadline, which I believe, James, is what, 6 o'clock on Thursday?
6 p.m. on Thursday, correct.
All right. So, like, you know, 9 o'clock Thursday night. Do you think we'll
6:05.
Yeah, 6:05. Well, sometimes it takes a couple extra minutes to trickle in. Thursday night, Friday morning. Do you think we will be happy with what the Phillies did? Yes or no? Will we be happy? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question, the tennis competition, me and Fritz, is tomorrow noon at FDR Park. We ask you, who will win tennis between Joe DeCamera, that's moi, and Jack Fritz?
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I can feel the groin thing if you're asking that. But from a confidence standpoint, I feel generally very confident.
Can you move pretty well?
I can move.
Okay.
I broke 100 in golf yesterday.
Wow.
So, look at you. That?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Burying the lead there.
Right. So a lot going on there, and you can react. But, I haven't won any of these polls on who people are rooting for or who they think will win a competition. Maybe I win this poll. I think there's a sense that this is probably Jack's weakest event. So who do you think will win this tomorrow, me or Jack? James, do you think it will be me?
I do. I think you win tennis tomorrow.
But you think it won't move the populace to say me up 2-1 makes me the betting
favorite?
I
think it's 2-2. I think you're down 2-1 right now. Like, I have given the running to Jack. Like, it is over. Like, in my mind, it is already over. So I think you're down 2-1 right
now. So tomorrow is a must win for me.
Without a doubt.
All right. So all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, JB? Hi.
What's up, dude?
Hey, I was going to give you a fun fact, but I'll save it for another day. I think that the Phillies, to describe their play, it's like it's schizophrenic.
Yeah, a little bit.
You go up to New York, you take 2 or 3, and then I was telling James, they'll come home and they'll, you know, they'll struggle with Baltimore next week for some strange reason. I just can't put my finger on what it is. I guess maybe if they bring Roberts home from Chicago with them, maybe it'll make it better.
Maybe, but JB, let me just add this point, which I hope you know, and I think you know. Other teams do that too, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, there's no, I get that. That's why baseball is so, like, ebb and flow. Like, last year, they were the first team to 50 wins, yada, yada, yada. I think we talked about it over and over again. You have to be hot going into the playoffs. Baseball, it's just a weird, it's probably the weirdest sport out of all of them.
I don't even know that you do have to be hot going into the playoffs. I don't think the 2022 Phillies were hot going into the playoffs. They just happened to get hot when the playoffs started.
You have to be hot in the playoffs.
Yeah, totally.
You got to be able to cook. But as far as the stadium's concerned, absolutely not. Like one Super Bowl that you're going to get. Not to mention, it was proven with the Jets hosting the Seahawks-Broncos Super Bowl that the NFL doesn't ever want it back in the Northeast, because it's not just about the stadium. It's about that week of the Super Bowl where, what if we catch a snowstorm or an ice storm in Philadelphia? People are going to be locked in their hotels.
It's tough. Like, so Minnesota's out as what? They got that big indoor mall and people hang out
in
there?
Yeah, they have like a whole area, too, where people go to the stadium or whatever.
You can walk block to block.
Yeah, underground or above ground or whatever.
JB, you trust the city of Philadelphia to build the necessary resources to accommodate such possibilities?
We can't trust the city of Philadelphia to get trash picked up.
They're back, thank God.
Right. I still, I still cannot believe we went through about 2 years of the Sixers' freaking stadium fiasco only to have them at the end say, nah, just kidding.
What a joke.
That was an all-time farce. My God. Makes me sick.
They were smart. They had two deals. They just didn't inform the city of the second one.
It's just awful, man.
Yeah,
awful.
It's just wild. I guess as far as an uncle, by the way, good luck tomorrow, Joe.
Thank you.
Just stay ahead of the ball or whatever tennis terminology.
Well, the big key is going to be the heat.
About tennis.
JB, the heat is going to be a factor.
Anywhere between 97 and 99.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's
suboptimal.
It's a heavy water day, to say the least. JB, give me that aunt or uncle. Who do you got?
I guess we'll link it to Philly and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil's a big answer right there. James, what do you think Uncle Phil would have said to Will Smith after the slap at the Oscars?
It wouldn't have been good, I'll tell you that.
Right. I mean, Uncle Phil was tough, man.
He laid the law down.
Oh, listen, and he'd give you a hug, but man, he would lay the smack down when necessary.
Did Will Smith at the Oscars.
Yeah,
and I don't mean that literally. I don't mean that literally, but man, oh man, he was a tough dude. I loved Uncle Phil.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.